Hey y'all, welcome back to Realizations Podcast. I'm your host, Winta, and let's get into it. First of all, I'm so proud of myself for getting my first podcast out there. Like, it was exciting. It was frustrating, especially when it came down to editing and just finding a medium of where to edit. And there were definitely some obstacles, but once I released it, it felt so good. It felt so accomplishing. Imagine having an idea in your mind. Like, I woke up one morning, had an idea for this podcast, and I executed it. Like, it's really rewarding to complete something, to have an idea and to complete it. But for the second podcast, my frustration definitely increased because I recorded, you know, for the podcast like 3-4 times and it wouldn't save, which was very frustrating. You would think after the first 2 times I would like try to find a different way of recording, but I kept doing it thinking that I'd get a different result, which I didn't. This is my 5th time actually recording. If you're hearing this podcast, then I've accomplished and I've got it uploaded and it worked out. But I just say this to say that sometimes you'll want to do something in life and it's going to come with frustration, obstacles, and just a lot. But the reward of doing this podcast just outweighs all those things, and it's a beautiful experience. Like, I've seen myself progress when it comes to editing, when it comes to just, it comes with progression, it comes with learning, it comes with finding new ways of still getting your content out, and I'm growing, it's growing pains. I'm still gonna do the podcast. I enjoy talking, it's very therapeutic for me and just a way to express myself. For today's podcast, I had different ideas of what to talk about, but I'm really into the mood of just flowing, and just really discussing my journey thus far, from when I've talked to y'all to now. And I've been stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit more, which is, I'm really proud of. And those are some good things, but some downsides is I have this feeling of inadequacy. You know, I've spent a lot of time out of work. It's been about 8 months, and I hate bringing up the time that I've been unemployed, because I did have a job, if you heard of my last podcast, a month ago, but I quit that job, so now I'm back to square one of not having a job. And so it's been 8 months without being in a job consistently. When I think of 8 months, I'm just like, sheesh. 8 months of being unemployed is insane. And initially, like, after my first job, which I haven't mentioned, but my first job out of college was very toxic for me. Very toxic, very traumatic. And also, I know that I wasn't to respecting myself. I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't showing myself the courtesy, and I didn't stand up for myself, to be honest with you. And I allowed people to trample on me and just show microaggressiveness behavior towards me. And it really ate me alive. And so, you know, I did lose my job. And you think that, you know, when somebody loses their job or they get terminated, you know, you think that they did something wrong and foul, and it's like they're just a horrible person. The person who, you know, gets, I hate saying the word, but gets fired. Because, getting fired is like, what did that person do wrong to get fired? You know what I'm saying? But for my instance, my case, it was like they felt like I wasn't a good fit for them, their company, and honestly, vice versa. I spoke with human resources. They were advising me to quit earlier on, but I told myself that no, I want to keep going. I want to make it to a year because I was there for 6 months and I was pushing for a year. Imagine being at that same company for another 6 months and like slowly dying. But that was where my mind was at before. And when I look about it, when I think about it in hindsight, it wasn't a good fit for me. I do believe, I know that if I didn't have one particular manager, because I had three managers, imagine, not one manager, but I had three managers to work for within an 8-hour shift. Like it was a lot. And one manager did not like me and was complaining about me and would not say it to my face. And the thing is, when I tell you didn't like me, meaning like we ne I was always nice and polite to her, but it was like apparently she thought I was slow, like just gave me this energy of like, you know, you're s like I mean I don't know, she didn't tell me, but she this one thing she said to me was, "I've never worked with somebody like you before," and she what she did not mean it in a positive context. So like she was very a horrible person to work with, to be honest with you. And I allowed her to talk over me, to not talk over me, but like really belittle me a lot because she was my manager and I didn't want to get fired. And she would speak to the director, her and the director of, you know, the work that I was doing, my position. She was bad mouthing me to him, and obviously he's gonna believe her because she's a manager, you know what I'm saying? And he also my director also worked on a with a client because I worked in digital marketing, and he also worked on a client that I was working on. So he was not only my director, but we also worked together in a team. So imagine your director, the person who's your boss, your big boss man, is also talking to your manager, because we're all a team, my manager, director, and me, in one specific client that I was working with, because working with three clients. I don't know if this makes any sense, but one client I was working with, we all worked together, and she was talking about me to him, and then he was taking it all in, and that kind of led up to me getting, you know, fired. And I heard literally no complaints from anybody else besides that specific client that I was working for, that account. And so I'm like, dang, like that's interesting. And like my other managers, they were kind of taken aback. Like, why are you leaving? Because what had happened was HR told me you can let them know that you decided to quit, when in reality they fired me. It was so toxic. I don't know how to describe it, but like something about that stuff that I went through was very sketchy. Very sketchy, I'm sure of it. Like there was some lack of communication on the back end that I wasn't sure of. I just wasn't in an environment where I could thrive, specifically with that client, that account that I was on. The other two accounts were chill. Like I could have like been there for a year. One thing I wish I should have done in the past in that job was tell my director or someone in leadership that I don't want to work in that account. I don't like it. I didn't take ownership early. You know, excuse me, my voice is going away. I didn't be more proactive in getting myself out of a very toxic situation. When it was coming, I was just taking it all in. I was like a punching bag, just getting hit left and right. I don't know, talking about it now, like before, I was just very sad and I thought I was a problem initially. I was like, damn, I'm a problem, I'm the problem, I'm the problem. But now I can think about it and say, I wasn't a fit for that environment with that specific account. And I can say that next time in a new role, I need to be more proactive and like getting myself out of situations that do not serve me, or speaking up for myself, which I did not do. But yeah, after that job, I was on unemployment for 6 months, and I decided to just reevaluate my life because, or just honestly to get a breather. I was just, you don't understand. I was just so done. Like, it was so much. Like, I was drained. I was exhausted, and I felt like my soul was gone. My life was out of me. I don't know how to explain it, but I just felt dead inside in a way. It sounds so depressing, I know, but that's literally how I would feel. And taking 6 months from deciding not to work, well, I don't know. I told myself that I didn't want to work, or like I was taking a break, but I would still apply to jobs and have interviews, so I never really had a break. But I wasn't getting any of those jobs, as you can see. So I don't know, it was an odd time. And so now I'm off unemployment. I made a decision to get off of unemployment because being on unemployment for too long can make you too comfortable. And I just really want to get back in the workforce. I don't really want to get back in the workforce, but I am deciding to go back because I need income, quite frankly. So yeah, but taking 6 months off has caused me to, well, now 8 months has caused me to feel very inadequate. Like, okay, if I tell an employer, like, what have you been doing within this 8 months? I literally do not know what to say that's adequate enough for them to be satisfied. And that's the sad part about it. And the truth is, like, I don't know. I can't read their minds. See, I've been feeling really inadequate right now in my life. I was speaking with my therapist about it, and she's like, you need to delve into why you feel inadequate. And I feel inadequate because I feel like personal development and self-care. You've been spending 8 months with doing personal development and self-care. Like, what is that? Like, I assume that they want to hear that I've been, you know, getting certifications, or I don't know what they want to hear. Like, how do I fill in that gap of not working for a long time, almost a year? And I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to explain this journey I'm on, aside from I'm rebuilding myself up. I'm working on myself, my self-development. I'm trying to change the trajectory of my life. I'm working on parts of me that I've been suppressed for so long. I've been really just understanding myself and who I want to be and redirecting my life. That's really all I can say, and I don't know what that entails step by step. I don't have like a process that I do. Like, this podcasting is one of them, journaling, reading, therapy. Like, I guess now that I say it, I have been doing a lot, but because it's not a job or something that I can do, it's not as consistent and like structured as a job. It's hard to describe this experience that I'm on. And I don't know if employers will find that valuable. I mean, if I was an employer, I would definitely find that valuable. Someone who can work on themselves, work on the size of them that they need to improve. I think that's a valuable skill personally. I don't know if other employers would find that important, especially. I also know that like people skills is very important, and I am working on that part of myself so I can be personable or be comfortable with being chill and vibing and not being so. I'm just not a very enthusiastic person all the time. I have my moments, but I have passion. I'm a very passionate person. I can't be enthusiastic. I don't know if I have that corporate energy, that corporate vibe. I'm gonna be real. I'm very chill in people, and I'm very quiet unless I get to know you. Like, I have some personal experience with you, but I'm not very hee hee ha ha, and I don't know if employers, I don't know if I fit in the corporate world. But yeah, I've been trying to really unpack why I feel inadequate. And it's because I don't hear personal development being talked about enough and in the workplace, and it being a valuable experience to have when entering the workforce. And so I think the work that I'm doing just feels, well, the work that I'm doing does feel inadequate compared to what other people are doing. And going back to school, going to boot camp and like, learning how to code, or like, just something more structured. But yeah, it really does feel, it sucks because it makes you feel like you don't have worth. And I don't know if other people's perception of me wasn't a thing, I honestly feel really good about myself. Like if I was somebody else looking at my life, I'd be like, dang, like I really wish I could do what she's doing to a degree. Like, I mean, I do want a job. Like, I do wish I had, I want income, but like, I'm really happy with where I am in life. The only insecurity I have is just not meeting my financial needs. It's very frustrating. So I've been trying to step out of my comfort zone and leave the corporate world alone for now. Like if I find it, I'm not actively looking at this moment. I'm super defeated, and I've been deciding to leave the corporate world for a while and really just find a new avenue to really follow my passions. Just recently I reached out to a CEO of a coffee shop that I'm really interested in working for, and he reached back out to me, and I got super excited, like super excited. I reached out to him on LinkedIn, and we actually have a meeting coming up next month, and I just thought, I'm like, dang, like I really followed that excitement and that passion that I was feeling about, potentially working there or just meeting him and having a conversation, and it's working. I'm taking a different route aside from just going on Indeed or LinkedIn and applying for jobs. Sometimes you got to be really creative with it and like try something new. And so it was because I had a goal that really excited me to take initiative and try it out and message somebody. Because old me would not have messaged anybody on LinkedIn, but new me is like, girl, you gotta really step out of your comfort zone and figure it out. I've been really in a phase of stepping out of my comfort zone. Because I'm tired of being comfortable, because comfort hasn't really got me anywhere. For real, I've been comfortable for a very long time. I've been going to school and doing what everybody wants me to do in my life, whether it be my parents, society, my own limited beliefs. And now I have all this time to really delve into parts of me that I've suppressed. And I talk about suppressing my feelings a lot, because that's also something I've been trying to get out of when it comes to like shadow work. I mentioned that in my past podcast, and that's really important to me to grow and tap into my creative side. And another thing that I did that I was able to step out of my comfort zone, I went to a concert with local artists in the Seattle area, which I'm from, and I just got really inspired to be in that atmosphere, because I love to sing, I love music, and I definitely want to surround myself with that environment to inspire me. And so I went by myself, and I was so awkward at first. I got one drink in me. Hopefully in the future I don't have to drink to calm my nerves anymore, but my goal is to like really like not drink like that. I don't know, I don't drink like that, but like I don't want to use it as a mechanism to cope with whatever. I want it to be just for fun. But yeah, I drank like one drink, and I was like, when the DJ was just playing music and everybody was dancing, I was just dancing by myself. I was in my one little spot that whole night, and I was just so awkward. I didn't know what to do with my hands. Like, I was just bobbing my head a lot, like looking around at other people dancing, enjoying themselves. And then later on in the night, I just started to get more comfortable and comfortable, and it was really fun. I started to dance and really move, and I was like, fuck it, let me just dance and have a good time. And it was like, it's like you're dancing with your inner self. Like, you're giving yourself that company, and it's like you're in your own little bubble. It's so fun. Like, I don't know, it just got really fun towards the end of the night. And then I ended up talking to this girl, because my bag kept on bumping into her, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, like, let me move my bag. And we ended up talking, and she was really motivating me to, like, I told her that I want to sing, and like, she was like, girl, go for it, like, what do you have to lose? And it was a really, like, positive experience. And it just taught me that stepping out of your comfort zone is hard. It's very hard. But before I went into that concert in that venue, I was like excited, nervous. I wasn't like nervous, like I'm gonna die, like survival mode nervous, I was excited, nervous. So that's always a good feeling. When you feel excited about stepping out of your comfort zone, you know that you're in the right path. And even if you're scared, and you're scared shitless, I don't know. I, in my mind, if you, I guess this is where I'm at. I'm trying to really understand my thoughts right now. Because if you're scared shitless, I don't know how you'll do it. And I think about that because with music, for me, if I had to sing on stage, I would be scared shitless, and I'd probably bomb it. And would I have grown with that experience? Yes. But I don't know if it'll motivate me to continue. But I know that for me, in order to make those, what's important is to take small steps out of your comfort zone. You don't have to make it drastic and, like, unless it's what you want to do. But for me, it's important to take those small steps to get out of my comfort zone, because they're going to eventually create that big step. I think that's the direction. Well, I know that's the direction I'm trying to take, is like small. So going to that venue, getting inspired by other musicians, small. Making cover videos on TikTok or YouTube or any platform. That's pretty small. I mean, it's not like I'm not on stage singing in front of people. Like, that's my biggest fear, is singing on stage in front of people. If I can get there, or like, I think I'm also scared of like, sharing my work, sharing my music, sharing me singing on, like, people who know me. I just want people who don't know me to find me, not people who do. Even like sharing this podcast is like nerve-wracking. Like, sharing things, oh my gosh, like, this is, I don't know, it's just scary to me, like, because it leaves room for judgment, and judgment scares me. Negative comments, negative people, or people not liking it, that scares me. I'm so caught up in, like, what if this happens? It controls my mind from, like, just not doing it at all. And that's how I stay in my comfort zone. So I'm really trying to hold myself accountable to start singing and make music, because that's been my dream since I've been a kid. I used to perform and sing when I was in elementary school, but I stopped after, I'd say, third grade, because I didn't really get much support from my family. I remember the first time I sang to my mom, and she was like, she didn't even say anything, and I was like, Mom, I remember, actually, it was yesterday. I was singing the Cheetah Girls song. I don't know if you know the song. I think it's called Cinderella by the Cheetah Girls, when I was like 7 years old. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can sing. Like, I sound good. And then I ran to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I can sing, I can sing, I can sing. And then she looked at me, and she just ignored me like it was nothing. And I was like, and then and there, my dreams like were crushed. It just felt very impossible. It felt like I wasn't important. It felt like I wasn't like capable of like even pursuing my dream of being a singer or making music. And after that, I stopped performing. I think when I was in, I said that I stopped performing when I was in third grade, so it's like 8, 9. But then I wasn't even singing; I was just dancing. So I still liked performing, but I stopped singing for real. Somehow, like in elementary school, my music teacher, rest in peace to Mr. Thomas, he knew I could sing. I don't know how he knew, but he knew. And then I remember he made me sing. I sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I think when I was like 7 or 8, I was 8 years old. And I was like so nervous. And I was singing good, right? And then I messed up a note, and the whole class started laughing at me. And that was like a big, like, my dream was just really crashing in front of my eyes. I never tell anybody about that, but yeah, that happened to me. People laughed at me when I was trying to sing, and my music teacher was trying to make me sing, and I wasn't ready. I was too scared, and I messed up. I fumbled. Ugh, it makes me so upset. But yeah, and then again in fifth grade, I think he forgot I can sing. I don't know, because he wouldn't ask me to sing after that. And then fifth grade came around, I'm thinking he forgot I could sing, or he wasn't like really in tuned with like in tuned. Like he wasn't, I don't know if he forgot. I don't know what happened, but like a couple years into my elementary school, I was gonna graduate fifth grade year, and we ended up having a choir for our graduation and sing. We were all singing, my whole fifth grade class was gonna sing for our graduation, and I was like, let me sing for real. Nobody's gonna know because I'm blending in with the crowd. Like nobody's gonna hear me sing for real. And my music teacher was like, one side, you're singing lead. I'm like, what? So he booted out this one girl. She's a really popular girl at my elementary school. She was supposed to sing lead. And then I ended up getting to sing lead. The thing was, the girl who was supposed to sing lead couldn't even sing. She was just popular and was like the class president. And like, look at me hating on her. She wasn't supposed to sing anyways. I'm just playing. But he ended up putting me lead, and I was so scared because I'm like, why would this man do this to me again? Rest in peace, his soul. But why? So fast forward, I ended up singing lead, and I fumbled again. I just got really scared, and I couldn't sing, project my voice, and sing in the way that I could have because I didn't want nobody to hear me and laugh at me or judge me, in the way that happened when I was younger. So yeah, that's what happened. And I feel like after that, I got into middle school. I just never sang, just kept to myself. I would only sing at home. And now I'm at a place where I want to tap back into that part of me because it is my passion and it's always been in me that I've suppressed. And I'm finally opening the doors to allowing myself to do it. Sheesh. Yeah. I know I went through a lot of conversations and different topics, but that's where I'm at right now. I'm gonna delve into my creative side, into my music, into sharing, that part of me that I've been pushing away for too long, and also following and embracing that excitement, that nervous excitement that I feel. And seeing where that takes me, and also not living in that desperate mentality, because as time progresses and 8 months turns to 9, I don't know how long this job hunting and this job search is gonna take, but I don't want to feel desperate or that I don't have time, because I am doing things, I am trying to open doors for myself. And I have to constantly remind myself that I am not inadequate. And I am good enough. If I had a friend who told me that she's scared to sing and that she can sing. I would have been like, girl, I wish I had that. I wish I could sing, 'cause I'd be singing. And it's like, damn, but I'm that girl who can sing. So it's like, why am I not doing it? You know, why am I not tapping into a part of myself that I love? You know, and getting rid of that mentality or those negative thoughts that say, oh, Winta, you're not a good enough singer. Oh, Winta, what if you fumble? Oh, Winta, what if you're not a good enough singer? Like, you're not Beyonce, you're not all these great singers and performers, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, okay, but you haven't even tried. You haven't even gave yourself the opportunity to actually do it. So let's see what happens. I'll keep y'all updated. I hope y'all are able to take something from this podcast and maybe it inspires you to tap into parts of you that you've been suppressing or been scared to look into. You do have gifts, whether you know it or not. And it is, you know, I think it's, I believe that it, I know. See, back to that first podcast, I know and I think and I believe and I don't know. But I know that y'all have gifts, and it is your duty to find that gift, find what you're good at, find what you're passionate about, find those things that make you happy and go for it, even if people around you or even within yourself, you have those limited beliefs, or people tell you you can't do it, or you're incapable, or I don't believe in you. You better believe in yourself, because all you really have is yourself. Nobody will walk in your shoes. Nobody knows you the way you know you. Nobody knows what you're capable of doing but you. And don't let anybody, your atmosphere, your environment, anybody stunt your growth and stunt you from doing what God has put you on this earth to do. You know, I always say to myself, you know, my goal is to complete my, if essentially I'm here to do God's work. You know, God brought me here for a reason. Let me find my purpose and let me fulfill it, because that's why I'm here. Figure out what you're meant to do. Figure out what God has put you on this earth to do. And if you're not religious, I know God can be a really religious term, but the source, the universe, however you want to define that higher power. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to really listen to me and listen to my story. And yeah, this is your host, Winta, and I'll talk to you soon.